Well, some news out of Washington, D.C. this morning. The monthly jobs report from the Labor Department considered to be the most important economic indicator of the month. And this month, it was not good. U.S. employers added just 142,000 jobs in September, well below estimates. The unemployment rate stayed steady at 5.1%. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us from New York with the details. Hi, Jill.
Wow, that was a stinker of a report.
I know, right? Oof. Well, what does that say about the economy? Because they also revised down the previous month's report.
You're absolutely right. So we had 59,000 fewer jobs than originally reported. So now we look at the three-month average, 167,000 jobs a month. That's the weakest 3 months we've seen in 2.5 years. It's about 100,000 per month less than what we were averaging last year. So what does this tell us? It tells us that we were concerned about what's going on in the global economy, right? And it definitely hit the manufacturing industry here. But now it appears that there is some wider concern among corporate America about hiring that is beyond the manufacturing or the exporting sector.
Manufacturing being hit because of concerns about China or slowdown in Europe? Or when you say you're looking at the global economy and how that's affecting, what is it that is hitting all of this in the U.S.?
Well, the biggest issue here is a combination. It's sort of a deadly combination if you're an exporter. It's global demand is softening. So yes, we know China's slowing down, but other places could be affected by that. But also the strength of the United States dollar makes it really hard to export goods and be competitive. And now the dual pressure of a stronger dollar and softening demand is really a bad combination for exporters or big manufacturers. That's why we've seen some big layoffs at one of the big machinery companies. And it's been a tough time. And of course, we know the energy sector's been under pressure with oil stuck around $45 a barrel.
Which, by the way, is not unrelated to the fact that the dollar is strong because oil around the world is traded in dollars.
Exactly, as well as that softening demand. If you look at oil and copper, it's like the canary in the coal mine. And people are getting nervous that globally we are slowing down, and that will start to hit the shores of the U.S. economy.
So what about this 5.1% unemployment rate, which is the lowest since April of 2008? It's relatively good, but some look at that and say that doesn't reflect what the actual unemployment rate is anyway.
Well, first of all, it's not that good because it only stayed at 5.1% because the labor force contracted by 350,000. And that means that participation rate, that's what the number of Americans who are working or actively seeking employment, it fell down to 62.4%. Last time we were there, it was in 1977. So that's not very healthy. The broader unemployment rate, oddly enough, we actually had some decent news. It's at 10%. And
what does that mean, the broader unemployment rate?
So that really, it starts to include some of the people who are disgruntled or what we call marginally attached, people who want a job but they're not really actively looking, people who are employed part-time for economic reasons. So that broader rate is now at 10%. By the way, it peaked at 17.1% in 2010, but that's still above like the mid-8s, the 8.5% or so that we'd like to be at. So look, this maybe the broad unemployment rate being at 10% is good news. That's about the only glimmer of hope in this report.
And what about wages for people who are employed? How are wages doing? We find out about that in this report as well.
Yeah, we're stuck. We're at 2.2%. And, you know, I know that that's, you know, for everybody. There are obviously some areas where we're seeing great wage growth in the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, math majors, folks that have jobs in those areas. Yes, they're getting wage increases. Everyone else, not so much. So wage is not a great number. Listen, it's not terrible because honestly, with everything else, 2.2 I would take. But I also want to be clear that this is a report that really tees up the Federal Reserve right now. And sort of, if I were Janet Yellen, I would literally look at everybody who thumbed their nose in my face about the decision to not move rates in September and say, told you.
Huh. But do you think that she, the chair of the Fed, Janet Yellen, will actually go for it before the end of the year, as we're expecting?
Oh, I think this report makes it tough. I mean, we have two more jobs reports before that next meeting,
right?
Okay? So I think it makes it tough. I am talking to economists who told me they're pushing back. They believe now first quarter of 2016, unless something big happens in the fourth quarter on the good side.
All right. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Take care.